Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac, and I'm coming to you from my back patio. I just woke up from a nap, and if you know me, taking naps in the day prior to this year were like unheard of for me. I couldn't do it. My body would just like not shut it down. And now it's like, it just happens to me. I was out here reading a book. I'm trying to remember the name of this book. It is Our Savior, Jesus. I'm going to have to find the title of the book. Yeah, I'm out here. I'm reading. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, I think I'm going to take a nap. So I just lay down on my back patio and fall asleep for about 44 minutes, according to my Oura Ring. And you know what I love about being able to get into these like restful states now in these naps is that I slip into this like theta state, right? And during that part, like that state that your brain gets into, you're able to process information, you're able to store memories, which is something that I really want my brain to be able to do better. And while I was laying there, I just had like, and I was in this like sleep awake state. I feel like I was awake, but I was actually asleep. Love it. But I actually started thinking about some really cool things that would be really, I think, cool to share. So that's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to share some things with you that came up while I was in my theta state. And, you know, what I want to talk about is basically I want to share a coaching session that I had with one of my coaches. Now, before I get really into this, as I said before, I'm on my back patio, but it is a Sunday afternoon, so dogs might be out here, Watson might pop out here, Anthony might pop out here, so if we get interrupted, we're just going to roll with it. But yeah, so let's go back. I wanted to slide that in just in case we have any interruptions, but I also want to stay on track in saying that I'm going to talk you through one of my coaching sessions. And the reason that I want to share this is because my personal clients will get to hear from time to time different things that come up for me that are relevant to them, or the teachings that I'm sharing with them, or things that we are learning about and implementing and exploring, depending on the context. And I hear it's commonly reflected back to me that it's very helpful to kind of hear what it's like for me in my own coaching process. And I think there's like a big benefit here because the coaches that I hire to coach me use the same modality that I use with my clients. And obviously I love that because I believe in this modality. I think it works incredibly. And it's based on what I like to call causal coaching. So we look at the cause of the problems in our life. And I think it's important to look at it from that perspective because a lot of times we see problems or we see things that are coming up in our lives that look like problems. And sometimes when we look at them deeper, we recognize that really it isn't in fact a problem, but we're making it a problem. And that's not always the case, but sometimes it is the case. And I actually have a podcast episode about this specific topic. It's pretty short. It's called like Save Your Drama for Your Mama or something like that. But really, it's about how we sometimes make unnecessary drama for ourselves when we create problems out of things that really aren't problems. But we just like think that it's a bad thing because either it has a negative feeling attached to it or it's uncomfortable. And so we're like, oh, this is a problem. And then we make it a problem. So a little tangent there, but I like to use causal coaching to understand the actual problems in my life. And so what I want to share with you today is something that came up in a coaching session. And when we look at our life through this causal coaching lens, What it allows us to really do is what I like to call disassemble our thoughts so that we can discover the truth in those thoughts or what those thoughts are like holding for us. And so in this specific session, what I brought to the coaching session was this fear that I was holding inside of me of going to an acupuncture appointment. So I don't want to specifically say that I have a fear of needles because it's not that. I have this we'll call it an ability to have a vasovagal response in, I would say, medical situations, but I could do this in any scenario if the environment was right. And if you don't know what a vasovagal response is, basically it's the, and I don't know all the science behind it, so you can Google it if you want, but what it is like for me is when I get into a state where I, for me specifically, feel scared, out of control, don't know what's happening, and usually it's in relation to something happening to my body or someone else's body, then I get into this place where I almost pass out. And it would be lovely, honestly, if I would just pass out, because the in-between state that I get into before, say, like I get an IV, or this even happened at the eye doctor the other day. It happened when Watson was at the eye doctor, but this in-between state is like pretty much miserable. I'm super hot and then I'm super cold and then I feel like I'm gonna like be sick and then pass out. It's like this in-between state that usually lasts for a few moments and then it's over. But that state in itself scares me, and it also keeps me from wanting to do things, or it like I get really worked up before things that I have to do in fear of going into that state. So acupuncture is something that I've really been wanting to try for a while. So many different benefits. And I feel like treating our bodies with that type of like, quote unquote, medicine is gold and is the way, you know, to do things and the way to heal. And so I've been very interested in it for years. But because of this like fear of like needles, when really it's a kind of just a fear of this vasovagal response, I haven't done it. And so I, you know, was having a particularly challenging week, and I just got to this place where I was like, this is something, acupuncture is something that I really feel like will help from a physical body standpoint, like helping with, you know, nervous system regulation. The mind stuff is pretty solid typically for me. And obviously I use coaching and coaches for what I'm going to be sharing with you today. But acupuncture, I'm just like, man, to be able to kind of assist the body in this way is something that I really am looking to do and wanting to do. So I had this acupuncture session that was coming up that night, and I had just been physically sick about it all day. I was nauseous. I was just like anxious. And then I had a coaching session. So I'm like, well, let's bring it to this call. And so what I shared with her as my quote unquote problem was that this fear was holding me back, right? And I think the way that I first described it was like, I'm getting acupuncture tonight and I'm so scared. And one of the first questions that she asked me was like, how do I feel about this? And it was surprising when she asked me that what came up for me, because you would have thought that like, if I'm thinking I have acupuncture tonight and I'm so scared, you would assume the feeling coming up with it would be fear, right? Or I'm scared. That wasn't the feeling that was coming up for me, though. The feeling that was coming up for me was frustration. So then when we got to look at that feeling of frustration and say, well, why are you frustrated? Really, the thought that was kind of below that other thought was the thought of, I want to do this thing, or I am doing this thing, and I don't like the way that I feel because I feel like this frustration is holding me back. So we paused there for a moment, right? And really started to explore this thought of, hey, I have this fear of having this vasovagal response, and now I'm frustrated because I feel like it holds me back. So my coach really challenged me to, one, like, just start looking at how I was defining like being held back, right? Because when she said, well, how does this hold you back? I couldn't say, well, because I have this fear, I don't do these things, because I was going to go, and I was going to go get the acupuncture. And any other time that I've had this fear come up because I'm scared to have this vasovagal response, I still go and do the thing. I went and did 19 infusions last year with this immense fear, And it was challenging and I struggled, but I still did it. And, you know, just like I was going to go do the acupuncture. And so when we looked at that thought through that lens, you know, it was kind of interesting to just say like, okay, well, this fear isn't really holding me back because I go and do the thing. So what is the real problem? And I want to pause there because sometimes we can skim right over that and just be like, oh, okay, well then on to the next problem. But what I want to like highlight there is that our brains, they just think that they're, you know, we've got all of these different problems. And once we look at one, we can just kind of like throw that one away and go to the next one. But I think it's important, as I said, to pause and be like, hey, here's a thing that I thought was a problem. And I was actually making a really big problem. Oh, I can't do this thing. And guess what? It's not a problem. I actually do the thing. And so I paused there for a moment and kind of allowed myself to just kind of sit in that moment of noticing like, hey, I actually do these things. I do these really scary things for myself and I don't hold myself back. So if that's the case, right? And letting myself kind of sit there and kind of feel proud in that moment, like, you know, maybe this is a little bit more challenging for me than I would like, but I still do these things and that's really cool. So after we paused there for a moment, we started looking at, well, then really what's the problem? So if you have this fear, but you still do the thing, and we can kind of disassemble this thought of like, oh, this fear holds me back, because it doesn't, you still do the thing, then what's the problem? And then the new thought that arose from that was, well, I don't like the way I feel when I try to do these things. I don't like that it's so challenging for me, which is a completely different, unique problem in itself. That is such a different problem than I can't do these things or that this fear is holding me back. I can't do these things and this fear is holding me back is very different than it's hard for me or I don't like the way it feels when I am scared or I get worked up, but I still do the thing. So I'm not going to spend too much time going into like how we then disassembled that because it really wasn't about problem solving at that point. For me, just noticing that this one thing that I thought was the biggest problem actually wasn't the problem was enough for me in that short session that we did to just create a little bit of movement for myself around this fear and be like, you know what? I actually am still going to do this thing today, just like I've done in all these other scenarios. And it's not the fact that I can't do these things and I get to change and kind of drop that power sentence. It's actually a disempower sentence, but I call it a power sentence when it's a sentence that is kind of running through the back of our mind and running the show for us. But I get to drop that power sentence because I can say it's actually not true. And my brain thought it was true. It's so wild. So again, I'm not going to go into the other thought that emerged because now that I have this new thought of like, well, it's actually not that I can't do these things, but I just don't like the way I feel when I do these things. I can explore that in a different time. But what I got from that specific session, when we basically disassembled and invalidated that thought, was enough for me, as I said, to have a little bit of movement to go to that acupuncture session with this feeling of like, I can do this. I am doing this. Maybe I don't like the way I'm feeling, but this fear isn't holding me back. And look how cool that is. Look how cool it is that I have this fear, but it's not holding me back. And I can do all the work on the other thought and all the thoughts that I have in my mind at a different time. So what I want to leave you with today, what I want to offer you is this opportunity to one, look at the thoughts that you have and ask yourself the very powerful question of why is this thought a problem for me, right? First, understand even if it is a problem or if you're making it a problem. But if it is a problem, start challenging it. Start disassembling it a little bit. Because the moment that we shine the flashlight on our thoughts that really are just kind of running in the background of our mind and just like full of all this power, the moment we shine the flashlight on it and just kind of challenge it and question it a little bit and force ourselves to answer the question, man, that is when we have the opportunity to see so much truth in what's going on in our mind and to see the holes as well. It seems so silly to say that this fear was creating this thought in my mind that I can't do these things. When the second she challenged me on it and said, like, what does that mean you can't do them? You just told me you did this and this. It was like this light bulb moment, like, oh my gosh, you're right. I do these things. So it sounds so simple, but slowing down, looking at our thoughts, shining the flashlight on it, whatever you want to call it, and then answering the question, oh, here comes the little kiddos out here, but answering answering the question is going to give you so, so much. And this is where I always say the wisdom is inside of you. You just have to get into this practice. And the emotions, the feelings that you have inside of you, they store all of your wisdom. So earlier in the episode, when I said that this thought of that I couldn't do things was creating this feeling of frustration, right? That feeling of frustration, that was holding a lot for me because I thought that the feeling that I was bringing into the session was fear because I'm so scared of needles, but it wasn't. I was frustrated. And that frustration unlocked the thought of I can't do these things. And then that allowed us to go down this whole other path and just really create a lot of movement around this thought that wasn't serving me. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I wanted to share this coaching session that was very powerful for me a few weeks ago, what it looks like for me when I'm being coached. And also this is the style of coaching I do with my clients as well. I think it is the most powerful coaching tool style that I've ever had access to, that I've ever used in my years, even in counseling, right? Most of you know that I am a licensed counselor by education, master's, trade, all of that. But I've chosen to step into this coaching world and to really be here fully and do my work here because the ability to coach in this way, especially the way that I do now, I think is so powerful and transformative and empowering to my clients, especially with this self-coaching model. So that's what I wanted to share with you all today. I'm going to leave this here. I hope you are having a wonderful day, or evening, or afternoon, or morning. And as I say every time, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below, and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.